WGXC. Let me do the first, very first station ID. You are tuned to WGXC 90.7, servicing Accra, Catskill, and Hudson, Columbia, and Greene County. Woo! Thank you,
Hello, listeners. My name is Rachel Ann Schulman from the Campa Hudson Radio Group. Campa Hudson Radio program led by live interview, noble guests in the local swing countries are from the local organization and ask them what they do in their communities. What shaped their life of growing up where they are now. We also occasionally talk about sport news and other subjects and interests, such as the upcoming community events and culture happening in the area. Tune in on the fourth Sunday of every month at 3:30 in the afternoon on 90.7 FM. Past interviews are available at waveform.org. Thanks for listening and supporting the radio for an open ears at 90.7 FM. WGXC. Thank you.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456. Mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Paula of Middletown, Connecticut. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
This is it, I'm still alive. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I am not live from Clubhouse Radio, from Clubhouse, but I am live from the Wave Farm Studio down the street on Main Street. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but they were so kind to let me use their studio, so we're going to be broadcasting to you today still. Ah, let's take a deep breath. How has everybody's day been? If you're new to Clubhouse Radio, or just a radio station run from Wave Farm that likes to talk about community, mental health, and just vibe together, play some good music and have a good time. We're going to go into a song, and then when we get back, we're going to be talking about some community events happening around Catskill, Hudson, around that area, Greene, and Columbia County. And then we're going to be going into some coping strategies, because it's always good to help have certain mechanisms to help face the difficulties you face. The world can be a cruel place, but you can be tough too, you feel me? So we're going to be right back after a little bit of a song break, one or two songs, and then we're going to jump right into it. And I hope you guys have been having an amazing day, and I can make it a little bit better. So without further ado, we're going to be going into Silent Picture by Cage the Elephant.
Together like a
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, and Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm coming to you live from the Wave Farm Studio. And, you know, I hope you're having a good day. I hope you're vibing. I hope you're thriving. And I hope you had a good meal today, because a good meal can make everything better. But yeah, if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's just a little radio station where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding area. So with that being said, we're going to go into some events coming around this area, because a lot of the times you can't go to an event if you don't know what's going on, you feel me? So, in the Carroll Library, there's going to be a Cinco de Mayo celebration. You can learn about Cinco de Mayo in style, study the traditions, make a craft, and enjoy some food. And yeah, that's going to be at May 5th at 11 p.m. Or not p.m., a.m. P.m. is at nighttime. It's always tricky, you know, 11 and 12 kind of tricks your brain a little bit. But that is, once again, May 5th at 11 a.m. And that's just one of the many events coming to you soon. So that's pretty cool. There's a free youth health fair sponsored by children and youth with special health care needs and early intervention. And that's going to be at the Point, Dutchman's Landing, One Main Street in Catskill. It's going to be Saturday, May 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's going to be local resources, activities and crafts, petting goats. Not going to lie, I might have to show up to that myself, because who doesn't want to pet the greatest of all time animal? See what I did there? But on top of that, there's going to be healthy snacks and drinks, Sheriff's Office Child ID Program, and yeah, a little bit more. There's registered service animals welcome. They welcome all families, and they look forward to meeting the youth in our community. So that's pretty cool. If you have any questions for that, you can call 518-719-3600. And if you're a little bit further out, by New Baltimore, there is going to be a Cornell Hook and Ladder Fire Company 6th Annual Community Health and Safety Day. That's going to be on the 3rd Annual Craft and Vendor Show on May 3rd, 2025, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's going to be at New Baltimore Firehouse, located at 77 Gill Road, New Baltimore, New York. Free to the community. The event includes free raffles, food, vendors. You can get on the fire trucks, see the firehouses, there's bounce houses as well, and learn about fire safety, because it's always good to know and prepare for the worst. You feel me? You want to know what to do in a dangerous situation, how to save your loved ones. And although it's a little bit scary, just remember, prepare for the worst, but hope for the best. You know, in all likelihood, hopefully nobody's listening is going to have to experience a fire, but if it does happen, it's definitely good to know what to do. And on top of that, it just seems like a pretty good time. So now that we got some local community events out of the way, we're going to be talking about some mental health and well-being strategies. I'm going to go through a list here and just talk about some things to do. And remember, there's no one solution for mental health. It's not get a job doing this and get this hobby and work every Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, and you're set for life. No. Everybody has their own things that they find interesting. So take this list with a little bit of a grain of salt. And if you have your own, I would love to hear. You know what I mean? But here we go. The importance of healthy coping strategies. Like I said, we all cope in different ways. But this is some good suggestions. These work for a lot of people. A lot of these work for me as well. So first on the list, there's exercise. And when people hear exercise, a lot of the time they think of going to the gym. But it doesn't even have to be that, you know? It doesn't have to be weightlifting. You can go on a walk, 15-minute walk around your block. Just get outside, get that sunlight, get that vitamin D. A lot of people don't know, but vitamin D actually helps fight against depression, helps produce those happy chemicals in the brain that release good endorphins and make you happy. And it's springtime. Finally, who doesn't love spring? I've been waiting for it all winter. The trees are finally blooming, the grass is green, and it's going to be good out. But next on the list, it's deep breathing. It may sound super simple, but it's a powerful tool. I'm going to get a little bit scientific on y'all for a second. When you take a deep breath, it actually activates something called the vagus nerve, which calms you down and puts you in a state of zen. That's why so many different religions talk about meditation. There is some science rooted in it, and I think that's pretty cool. There's a bunch of... Hey. No music yet. Look at that, the music trying to sneak in on us. Don't worry. You'll be done listening to my yapping soon enough. We're just going to go through a little bit more, and we're going to play some nice music for you guys. But, as I was saying, deep breaths controls your vagus nerve, and it works by activating the parasympathetic nervous system. That's a big, complicated word, but all you need to know is that it makes you happy and it makes you calm. Some tips, you know, breathing comes naturally. You can breathe whatever way you like, but there is a 4-7-8 breathing exercise. That's good if you're just trying to find your ground and are having trouble grounding yourself. You inhale through your nose for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 7, and exhale through your mouth for 8. Do this cycle 4 times and you're probably going to feel a lot different. So we're going to do one more, then we're going to go back into the music, because I know you guys are probably tired of hearing me yap a little bit. We're going to go into some more creative stuff. We're going to go into, ironically enough, music. Whether you're listening to it, playing an instrument, or jamming out in a band, writing music, whatever it is, it makes you happy. And believe it or not, the music you listen to can often inform your state of mind and influence it. So if you're listening to sad music, sometimes you're more likely to feel sad. It kind of goes without saying, but it's one of those things that can fly by your radar and be hiding in plain sight. But yeah, and it's not always bad to listen to sad music, because sometimes you need to sit with the emotions for a bit before you can let them go. But yeah, now that that is said, we're going to be going into some songs. I know that's what you guys have been waiting for now. Don't turn that dial just yet, because we're going to be going into Don't Want to Know, Maroon 5, and Kendrick Lamar. This guy's blown up the past year. See, personally, as a Kendrick stan and a Drake hater, I was very happy with what happened. And now that he blew up, we're going to give him some attention here at WGXC and Clubhouse Radio. So yeah, let's get right into it.
Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. Oh, no, no, I can't. Baby, every place I go reminds me of you. So, the way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new. Yeah, I see but don't believe it. Even in my head, you're still in my bed. Maybe I'm just a fool. So the way I
No more hashtag booed up screenshots. No more trying to make me jealous on your birthday. You know just how I make it better on your birthday. Oh, do you like this? Do you like this? Do we let down for you? Touch you, put you like this? Matter of fact, never mind. We gon' let the past be. Maybe he is right now, but your body still.
I don't wanna know. No, no, no. Who's taking it home? Oh, oh, oh. I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no.
Touch your nuts when I'm hollow. I know you cross the bridge that I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I give, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. Memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. Time, but time can't be borrowed. And I'd leave it all behind if I could follow. But the love that you left me is all that I give. So I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. Memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life.
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health recovery in the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding area. A lot of the time, we get youth on here to share their voice, but there's a dance going on at the school right now, and it seems that most of them are occupied with that. But since they're doing that, we gotta spend some time together, you know, just some me time, just me and you. And what we were doing before I decided to play some music, because you guys were getting tired of me yapping, is we're going through some coping strategies, you know, some things to do if you're down in the dumps, or even if you're having a good day and you just want to have some fun. So the last one we left off on was music, because I wanted to use that as a segue into a song. You caught me there, you know, a little cheesy, but who doesn't love a good cheese? Parmesan, mozzarella, whatever. But yeah, after music, we got writing. Because not everybody is super into music, but what you're doing, listening to radio if you're not into music. No, I'm just playing. But writing provides a structured way to explore your thoughts and feelings. You know, you could write poems, you could write short stories, but specifically for coping strategies, journaling is super good. Just writing how you feel, letting the page be your canvas and the words be your paintbrush, you know what I mean? Just write down everything, and then sometimes just crumple it up and throw it away, you know, symbolize you letting the thoughts move on. If you're in a position to do this, and don't do this unless you are in a position to do this, sometimes, like, for example, Clubhouse, we did a little bit of a field trip, a camping trip to Vermont. We wrote down things that we wanted to leave in Vermont, you know, symbolizing us not thinking about it anymore. And we threw them in the fire pit, and it was a great time. So yeah, we're going to do one more, and then we're going to talk about some community events happening. Because, you know, we're here for the community, and the community is here for us. So, if music and writing isn't your thing, there's also reading. You know, you can get cozy. I would say cuddle up next to the fireplace, but we're finally in spring. So, you know, instead find a nice tree to lay on. You could put your head on the trunk of the tree, maybe get a pillow even, get nice and comfy, and bust out a good book. Whether it's fiction, nonfiction, whatever floats your boat, you know? It could be about mental health, for example, if you really want to get full into that coping. But yeah, it could be anything you like. Speaking of reading, we're going to be reading a little bit of this book later together called The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. But that is later. Let's focus on the now. That's a way to be mindful. And that's a coping strategy within itself. So we're going to go into... So, this is around Greene in Columbia County, sometimes a little bit further, sometimes mainly right in the area. But, what should we start with? You know, I'm going to give everybody have a good chance. Let's do the Cinco de Mayo event happening at Carroll Library. You can learn about Cinco de Mayo in style, they say. Study the traditions and make a craft and enjoy some food. This is going to be at May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, at 11 a.m. Last time, I accidentally said 11 p.m. Don't know how I did that, to be honest. But yeah, who doesn't love some nice Latino food, some nice Mexican food, whatever it is. I know I certainly do. But the real question is, can you handle spicy stuff? I'm not sure if the food there is going to be spicy. But if it was, you already know I'm going to be there. But yeah. There's also going to be the free youth health fair down in Catskill at the Point, Dutchman's Landing, the First and Main Street, whatever you want to call it. Many different names for the same place. But that's going to be a Saturday from May 31st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's going to be local resources, activities and crafts, petting goats. This one caught my interest earlier. I was talking about that a little bit. Healthy snacks and drinks, and a sheriff's office child ID program. There's going to be more vendors, it seems, because it says scan QR code, and there's a QR code. You can check that out at the Catskill Community Facebook page if you want to learn more. Or call this number on here, 518-719-3600. And then, a little bit further away, at New Baltimore, there's a Cornell Hook and Ladder Fire Company 6th Annual Community Day Health and Safety Day. It's the 3rd Annual Craft and Vendor Show. And it's going to be on May 3rd, 2025. I think, yeah, that's tomorrow. And that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you're a little bit further out listening by New Baltimore, stop on by. It's going to be at the New Baltimore Firehouse, 77 Gill Road, New Baltimore. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff. There's going to be free raffles. There's going to be food, vendors. There's going to be a bounce house. So if you have kids or if you're a kid listening to this, convince your parents to bring you on down. And if you have kids, you know, consider bringing them by. And there's also going to be a candlelight tube benefit for GCAA, the Greene County Animal Alliance. The menu is baked ziti, pulled pork, salad, and bread. And there are tickets. It does cost money. So stop by at your own caution, whether you want to or not. Caution isn't the right word. Stop by at your own leisure, I feel is better. But yeah, it is a fundraiser, so all the money's going to be going for animals. So if you love your doggies, you love your kitties, you know, if you're on a farm and you like riding horses, consider doing that if you want, you know. It's all up to you guys. I ain't telling you to do anything. I'm just giving you some nice events in the community and letting you guys do what you want to do. Because that's what you guys do best, you feel me? We're all animals on this green spaceship with water. Mostly water, actually. So I should say blue spaceship. And we're all vibing. And if you look at the universe on a grand scheme of things, we all seem a little bit small. So when we have each other in community, it just makes us feel that little bit bigger. You know what I mean? So yeah. With that being said, I think it's time to go into a little bit more music. Because we are a radio station, after all. And what do I want to play? What do you want to listen to is the better question. I'm always down for suggestions. This is community, and that means I gotta listen to you guys. You feel me? But yeah, we're gonna be going into Sober Up by AJR. That's a good song, considering Clubhouse Radio is all about mental health, recovery, and the community. So we're gonna go straight into Sober Up by AJR. And stay tuned for more.
Hello, hello. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I hope that you're missing me. 'Cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello. Last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade. And it made me feel young. Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb. And I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? All the big kids, they got drunk. And I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me feel something again? How's it go again? I said to my bestest buds, we said that we keep in touch, and we did our best. All my new friends, we smile at party time, but soon we forget to smile at anything else. Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? All the big kids, they got drunk. And I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me feel something again? How's it go again? How's it go again? My favorite color is you. You're vibrating out my frequency. My favorite color is you. You keep me young, and that's how I wanna be. My favorite color is you. You're vibrating out my frequency. I hope that you're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello. Last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade, and it made me feel young. And I wanna feel something again. I just wanna feel something again. How's it going? Won't you help me sober up? And I wanna feel something again.
Yeah. I don't wanna fall asleep, I don't wanna pass away. I've been thinking of our future, cause I'll never see those days. I don't know why this has happened, but I probably deserve it. I tried to do my best, but you know that I'm not perfect. I've been praying for forgiveness, you've been praying for my health. When I leave this earth, hoping you'll find someone else. Cause yeah, we still young, there's so much we haven't done. Getting married, start a family, watch your husband with his son. I wish it could be me, but I won't make it off this bed. I hope I go to heaven, so I see you once again. My life was kinda short, but I got so many blessings. Happy you were mine, it sucks that it's all ending. Make a cup of coffee for your head.
I'll get you up and going. I don't go to bed.
Yeah.
Hey. Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going.
Hey.
Out of bed.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're here with me. I'm sorry if I tear up. When me and you were younger, you would always make me cheer up. Taking goofy videos and walking through the park. You would jump into my arms every time you heard a bark. Cuddle in your sheets, sang me sound asleep. And sneak out through your kitchen at exactly 103. Sundays went to church and Mondays watched a movie. Soon you'll be alone, sorry that you have to lose me.
Don't
make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and down out of bed.
Don't stay away for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Don't stay away for too long. Don't
hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. This is listener-supported radio for open ears. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County, and the surrounding area, too. We were just going through some coping strategies, listing off all the events around town and around neighboring towns as well. And then I left it off on a little bit of a cliffhanger. We said we were going to be reading a little bit of a book. This book is The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. And you're probably like, what's that? Because it kind of sounds weird, you know? So first of all, why are you questioning me? Second of all, it is a nice book that describes obscure emotions. I'm going to read a little bit of a description from the author himself. The word sadness originally meant fullness, to be filled to the brim with some intensity of experience. It's not about despair or distraction or controlling how you're supposed to feel. It's about awareness, setting the focus to infinity and taking it all in, joy and grief all at once, the feeling of the world as it is and the world as it could be, the unknown and the unknowable, closeness and distance and trust, and the passage of time and all the other things around you and all the others who are each going through the same thing. See, if you're not hooked, then you're hooked now. Or at least, if you're me, that is. So yeah, this book is written by John Koenig. This is all his work, not mine. I'm just putting that disclaimer out there. You can there's the book itself available for sale if you want to buy it, up to you. But there's also a free website called The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows, where it goes through, you know, the words themselves, and that's what we're going to be reading off today. Ooh, nice little music change right on time. I like it, I like it. So, 1202. Now, the tipping point when your brain becomes so overwhelmed with tasks you need to do. You feel too guilty to put anything off until later, prioritizing every little thing at the top of the list, leaving you paralyzed. And you got the, you know, noun, the 1202, from the lunar descent to Apollo 11. 1202, that sounded just before landing, indicating that the computer was receiving more data than it could process. And I've been pronouncing it wrong this whole time, apparently. It's actually 1202, not 1202. Sorry about that, guys. That's my bad. But yeah, moving on. And I like reading this book on air, reading the website, just because I feel like it has a lot to do with mental health. Language is often limited. You can see in different languages, there's words for emotions that we don't have. And even in those languages, sometimes there's not words for certain niche emotions. So that's why this book is pretty cool. Being able to put a word to what you're feeling and identifying it goes a long way. It makes you feel less alone, and it makes you feel like somebody else out there has felt the same way. So that's why we're doing it, and that's why I like doing it. Oh god, pronouncing this one. Oh, I'm gonna sound like a fool. Alright. Enuman. Enuman. The bitterness, or it's a noun, and it's the bittersweetness of having arrived in the future. Finally learning the answers to how things turned out, but being unable to yell to your past self. And it's from the French word enure, which means to pluck defective bits from a stretch of cloth. And denouement, the final part of a story in which all the threads, see what it did there, of the plot are drawn together and everything is explained. Pronounced Enuman. I like that one. That one's pretty good. We're going to go into, since there are words that don't really exist, the correct term, neologisms, I never know how to pronounce them. So, pronounced Gobo. Gobu? G-O-B-O. It's a noun, and it's the delirium of having spent all day in an aesthetic frame of mind. Watching a beautiful movie, taking photos across the city, getting lost in an art museum, which infuses the world with an aura of meaning until every crack in the wall becomes a commitment to naturalism, and every rainbow swirling in a puddle feels like a choice. And it's short for go between, so I'm guessing that it's pronounced Gobois. I like that too, it sounds a little fancier. Gobois. But in theatrical lighting, a gobo, or a gobois, if you will, is a layer inserted into a lamp that shapes the pool of light that hits the stage. I'm not gonna try pronouncing that again, but yeah, that's a cool word too. And now that we've read a little bit of that, we're gonna go back into community events and just what's going on. If you're in Catskill, there's this nice food pantry on 455 Main Street. It's open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. And yeah, they have some good food. Earlier today, they had some cauliflower, some lemons. And it sucks that radio is just a little bit after when they close. Because, you know, I feel like I could be telling people and then they could be going there. But you could always go next Friday. It is open weekly to the public, so that's pretty cool. There's also going to be an event down in Dutchman's Landing, The Point, The First and Main Street, whatever you want to call it. A lot of different names for the same place. Funny how that happens a lot, you know? But that is the Youth Health Fair. It's free, and it's Saturday, May 31st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, May 31st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's local resources, activities and crafts, petting goats. Who wouldn't want to pet the greatest of all time animal? See what I did there? Healthy snacks and drinks, the sheriff's office, child ID program, and a few more, you know? So
So that's going to be a lot of fun. If you have a youngin, you can bring them down there if you want. And if you're a kid listening to this, come on, tell your parents to go down to the youth fair. Sounds like a lot of fun. I know if I was still a kid, I would want to be doing that. Going to the park with my friends. I'm not sure if that little ice cream shop down at the point is open yet, but I know I would be begging my parents for some ice cream. You know what I mean? Oh, who doesn't love some good chocolate ice cream? And if you're more of a vanilla guy or gal, that's totally chill too. We don't judge here on Clubhouse Radio. We accept. But yeah, those are the events. Those are some new cool words that you might have not known. And I think it's time to go into a bit of a song break, because you guys are probably tired of hearing me yap. You want to hear something more amusing to the ears, you feel me? So we're going to be going into Mistake by NF. Yeah, that's a good one. Hope you guys enjoy, and we'll be right back after a few songs.
I feel like I'm at a standstill, waiting for you to tell me I'm okay. If time heals, tell me why do I kill myself trying to show you I'm not a mistake. I've got qualities that I'm not proud of. I made promises that I walked out on. I've had days I feel I don't deserve love. So think what you think, just don't call me a mistake. Might have made some, can't argue with that, but I ain't one. Even I sometimes get afraid of having to face the wrath of an anxious me. I get it cause I actually feel the same. Sometimes I think I might be a lost cause who turns off cause the way I read into what I've been through. You think I'm mental, but it pays off though when the rent's due. I pursue what I love, and if it goes south then falls down, just know I stand on my own two feet. Don't you see those that oppose on me? Most won't leave thinking I might retreat. Show my teeth quick if you turn on me, cause I feel like I'm at a standstill, waiting for you to tell me I'm okay. If time heals, tell me why do I kill myself trying to show you I'm not a mistake. I've got qualities that I'm not proud of. I've made promises that I walked out on. I've had days I feel I don't deserve love. So think what you think, just don't call me up. Causes a mess when you let it get to the place of no confidence, struggle with it, that's obvious, but not enough to make me second guess if I die for the ones I love. So don't you get confused thinking if you bring me down, I'ma just choose to let myself get used. I don't live like that, I feel trapped, I might lash out. I gotta watch my back, cross my path, especially with ill intent. You'll regret you ever took that task. If and when this thing could all go bad, don't you act like no one warned you, yeah, cause I feel like I'm at a standstill, waiting for you to tell me I'm okay. If time heals, tell me why do I kill myself trying to show you I'm not a mistake. I've got qualities that I'm not proud of. I've made promises that I walk out on. I've had days I feel I don't deserve love. So think what you think, just don't call me a mistake.
something about what love means to me. Maybe it's just circumstance or general compatibility.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. This is listener-supported radio for open ears, and I'm your host, DJ Kula. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, local community in Green in Columbia County and the surrounding area, of course. Since we're having some technical difficulties down at Clubhouse, I'm here today at the Wavefarm Studio. None of this would be possible without them, not just today, but this whole station that you listen to, 90.7 FM. So go show them some love on wavefarm.org. Yeah, they're just amazing people. They connect the community with the community, and I think there's so much power in that. As a member of the community myself, you see, I got credentials to speak on that. No, I'm just joking around. In all seriousness, I hope you're having a good day. I hope it was a good Friday. I hope you have off from work tomorrow, and you can relax, get a good night's sleep. And I hope that if you are having a bad day, I hope you're not, but if you are, I hope you're able to turn that around, get in a little bit of a better mental space, and I hope you feel better soon. We're almost done. We end at 7 here, this lovely show. But until then, you're stuck with me, your host. So we're going to be listing a few more coping strategies before we go on and let our next show play. And that's what's so cool about Wave Farm. I'm stealing this. The younger generation might not know where it's from, but life is like a box of chocolates. You'll never know what you're going to get. And the same thing is true with Wavefarm Radio. You never know what you're going to get. There's a bunch of different shows run by a bunch of different awesome hosts from different parts of the community all around Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And I think that's awesome. You know what I mean? So yeah, without further ado, let's put on some more background music. Because my voice isn't amazing. It isn't the best thing you've heard, and some music kind of masks that a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you could listen to a piano just by itself, but if you got the violin going too, the whole orchestra playing, it just sounds beautiful. And I'm not saying I sound beautiful. I'm saying I hope you think I sound beautiful. Do I know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's been a long day, so we're going to play Break by Taylors in the background. You know, end it on a little bit of a happy vibe. So yeah, we're going to go into the coping strategies. We already read a little bit about, or rather, you already listened to me read a little bit about exercise, music, reading and writing, and breathing. On top of that, we're going to get into cognitive reframing. I know, you're thinking, what the heck is that? I don't want to do that. But it's actually a pretty cool thing if you get used to it. Cognitive reframing. I could read the definition, but I'm going to break it down for you in simpler terms. Our thoughts have patterns, much like many things in life. You know, a lot of people use the analogy